We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Mark James.
This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. I can't stop now. Brave heart. You should hate me now. Come on.
But I won't stop now. I hate you too. Just so I can't stop now. Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James on CBS Sports Radio.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, he's the pride of Charlotte. He's the pride of the Bay Area, the face of the NBA here in the jungle on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
I know I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
I was working. My thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job. Well done.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Barbados Belichick.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm the pride of Western Mass. I'm the best thing to come out of Western Mass. It's Uma Thurman and Travis Best.
Garbage Hayward.
I mean, he's been passed around more times than a rental car.
Phony Michelle.
It's tough to be humble when you're great.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, very nice. I Eamon Convay put that together. John Anderson's here. He's gonna actually hand things over to Eamon's coming up in an hour. I get to work with two esteemed producers today, so I'm very lucky in that. John, you had an interesting exchange with a caller over the last commercial break. What happened?
So somebody called. You and I were doing some little voice work during the break, so I had to put on hold for a minute. I said, hang tight for me, friend, okay? He hung on for like 3 minutes, just waiting there for 3 minutes, doing nothing. I answer the phone, I get back to him, I say, thank you for holding. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And he goes, just tell Mark James to shut up. Just tell him to shut up. And then he hangs up the phone. That was what he waited for.
That was it. You know what? They say odds makers in Vegas, when you make a line, the lines makers, okay? When you make a line that you want equal action on both sides, the favorite and the underdog. So, some guy texted in, Mark James, you sound like such a insecure D-bag, unlistenable, with 5 exclamation points. Then the next guy, like literally different phone number, a minute later, I will have to say, Mark, you certainly don't seem like the typical D-bag today. So it's amazing, you know, the interpretation out there of yours truly. I there's one thing about me that I do not elicit. It's apathy. You will hate me or you will love me, one or the other. Or you will love to hate me. But you will not just be about me. That's one thing I can promise you. I will polarize you one way or another. 617-779-7937. We got a bunch of calls who've been on hold, so I want to get to them.
I hate Canada.
Scott Newton, thanks for holding, Scott.
Right, that must have been Gil Arnold calling.
Yes. Yes, Scott, I think it was Dale. Yes, Dale was chiming in after he got that hockey thing wrong this week.
Hey, before I get to my point here, the next series, Celtics-Milwaukee, give me the odds right now for the series.
In terms of, like, to win the series?
Money line?
Yeah. All right, it's a great question, Scott. I think you put up $100 for the Celtics. You get back 165, 170?
Might be a little bit higher.
Yeah?
I think it may be $250 to make one.
No. You think you put up 100 and you get 250 back if they win the series?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm absolutely putting my money on the Celtics. I'll go to Twin River right now and put my money on the Celtics.
No, me too. My point is, I think they're overrating Milwaukee, okay? And you can't really get too much of a barometer right here when Indianapolis is just a bad team. Let's face it.
Oh, no. And they don't have, like, Scott, and I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this to try and stir crap up here on the air. If Victor Oladipo is healthy, the Celtics could find themselves down 2-1 instead of up 3-0.
Yeah. No, they haven't played well at all in the series. Not one game.
Hey, listen, the one thing when you're betting like futures and props, and let me give you a little like just a little you want to go value. So before the playoffs began, you could have put $225 on Golden State to win the NBA Finals, $225 up to win 100. Not bad. But I like value. So there was this value thing where the Houston Rockets, if you put $100 on the Rockets, you got back like $1,240. So I put $50 on the Rockets to win it all. If they win it all, I win $605.
I saw that, by the way, before the season started.
Yeah. I'm like, this team almost beat Golden State last year. They had them down 3-2, and they match up very well with them. And, you know, my thing is this on the Celtics. Do I think they're going to get by Milwaukee? Yes. Would I bet on them unless you give me those odds, Scott? No, I'm not.
We'll talk about it when it comes out Wednesday and Thursday. We'll find out what the numbers are.
Right. What have you learned about them in the series, though? And to me, it's like I haven't learned anything because this is what they should be doing.
We won't know until they play Milwaukee. Let's face it. We have no idea yet.
So basically what they're going to have to do is let Giannis, the Greek freak, do whatever he wants and make everybody else beat you. That's the game plan.
Here's my thing about Milwaukee, okay? I don't trust Middleton, okay, as the second scorer being consistent throughout the series.
He was great last year in the series against the Celtics in the first round, man. He was tremendous.
I know, and they just, right, and think about this, okay? So he has to be great. Giannis has to be great. I mean, I look at the team. Yeah, they won 60 games. They don't really impress me that much.
Right.
I really think the Celtics have more talent. From 1 to 8, have more talent. But let's move on to Bob Kraft for 1 second, please,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's going to kill Bob Kraft is that no one speaks about in this town is his arrogance. From day one, okay, if Bob Kraft just came out and said, I'm sorry, I did something foolish, okay, you know something, it would all go by, okay, especially when the prosecution gave him that deal. But no, but Bob Kraft has to hire 3 big-time lawyers, one who represents Jeffrey Epstein.
I know.
That's pretty scary, by the way. Now, hold on. How about the next day after it happened, he goes to the Oscars? I mean, who does that? Because he wants to be in the public. And then, how about Sunday? He goes to the Celtics game, and he gets a standing ovation and stands up. Just stay in your seat and be a gentleman. Do not stand up.
Well, no. That's where I disagree with Scott. If the Garden gives you an ovation, you got to show them respect and stand up. They did it for Larry Bird. I was there on Wednesday night. They did it for Bird, and that I don't have a problem with. But I will tell you, this whole thing, first of all, like we all pretty much know, I mean, his lawyers pretty much have come out and said the reason why they don't want this tape to be released is because, quote, it's pornography. So Robert Kraft already put himself in a horrible situation. And on top of it, you know, yeah, he hired the best lawyers that money can buy, but here's the thing. Here's the deal. This tape is going to get out. It's being shopped right now. I would probably put my money on TMZ being the one to release this thing. They can pay more money than just about everybody. I will imagine that Mr. Harvey Levin will get his hands on this tape. No pun intended, and that will be released. It's going to be released, and at that point, you lose. Now, granted, you just once the tape gets released, you lose. Doesn't matter if because
was that nasty?
The prosecutors down there and the cops have already agreed to drop everything. They've already said we're going to drop everything. But once the tape gets out there, It's a big loss for Robert Kraft.
I would guess the pixelation will cover
it's a
the
bigger
private parts.
Loss. Oh, by the way, it's imagine me talking over Glenn, kind of like he does to his co-hosts every day. So it's a bigger loss than Super Bowl 42 to the Giants when the Patriots were 18-0. Because guess what? The memes, the endless thing of this being played over and over and over again. It's just a loss, and it's embarrassing. And the whole thing is bad. And the one thing, I think, you know, Jonathan Kraft has run the day-to-day operations of the Patriots for a long time. I think eventually now you know, for Robert Kraft, maybe we're going to see a passing of the torch that maybe, you know, Jonathan becomes sort of everything then. I don't know this. I'm just going ahead and speculating on the air. It's what we do. 617-779-7937. It's just a really horrible look. Ronnie in North Reading. Patience is a virtue, Ronnie. Thank you for holding.
I know, I had to wait. I'm curious. Who was saying that Mike Budenholzer is going to outcoach Brad? I want to know why and what the reason.
Well, he's just a better coach than Brad Stevens. Did you watch the playoff series?
The playoffs or the regular season?
Well, let's go playoffs. 2016. You ask a question. Let me finish. He outcoached Brad Stevens in Game 5 and 6 with Atlanta. He won Game 6 here on the floor in Boston. Do you not remember that series, Ronnie?
Who won that series?
Atlanta.
And they had Al Horford?
Yes.
Yeah, the team wasn't that great, though. That was his first
year. But it was whose first year? Stevens had already been. It was his third year. What are you talking about? Ronnie, listen, if you're going to call a sports talk show, you can't get facts wrong in the first 36 seconds. You cannot get facts wrong. Did they have Al Horford talking about the Hawks? Yes, they did. Oh, that was Stevens' first year. No, it wasn't. It was his third year. He took over for Doc Rivers in 2013. You got to get your facts straight. Listen, we all get things wrong on the air, but like you gotta know your stuff. He will get outcoached by Mike Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer is a much better coach than Brad Stevens. Period. Now the question is, will the Bucks outplay the Celtics? Because at the end of the day, it comes down to the players. It comes down to Kyrie Irving and versus Bledsoe. And, you know, they didn't have Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. That's why I picked the Celtics to get to the Eastern Finals. Because how do you not get to the Eastern Conference Finals with your two best players? How does that not happen? When last year you got to Game 7 against LeBron without him. So you have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals just to salvage this season. And what kind of it's been a really up and down tumultuous year for the Boston Celtics as a whole. But the series will be great against Milwaukee. I expect it to go hopefully six. If it goes seven, game seven will be at Milwaukee. And I don't like the Celtics' chances in a game seven on the road. I don't like them. But you can see that Kyrie Irving is stepped up. But let's just remember something for all those people now who want to beat the drum on Kyrie Irving. Oh, look at Kyrie Irving now. This is why you brought him over. Isaiah Thomas got this team to the Eastern Conference Finals too, you know. So Kyrie Irving hasn't done anything yet that Isaiah Thomas has done here. And I know Kyrie's a better player than Isaiah. But the Celtics will go as far as Kyrie and Jason Tatum take them. Because Tatum, you can see it now. There was times this season where something was off. I know his points per game were up, but he just didn't seem comfortable the entire year. But you can see it now in the playoffs. I know it's only been three games, but Jason Tatum, I call him Playoff Tatum. I wish and who cares about regular
workshop
season
that
Tatum?
One a little, Mark. Come on.
What?
You do better than Playoff Tatum.
No. That's not a nickname. I'm just saying, like, he's Playoff Tatum. Like, Playoff Tatum is a different player than the guy we see in the regular season. Much better. And that's the guy that you're going to need to lean on to get you to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't like the Celtics' chances against Toronto whatsoever. None. I just don't. They don't match up well with them. Toronto just acquired Mark with a C. Gasol. They got Kawhi Leonard. They didn't have Kawhi Leonard a year ago. They're a much better team than they were a year ago. They're not a fluke at all. 617-779-7937. What does it seem like I've hurt people's feelings when I tell you that Brad Stevens is not a better coach than Mike Budenholzer? He's not. Mike Budenholzer is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. He's come to Milwaukee. He won more games this season in the regular season than Steve Kerr did with Golden State. He's not a better coach. And he out-coached Brad Stevens in the playoffs in eliminate the Celtics at TD Garden 3 years ago. Revisionist history here, folks. Google it. Peter in Jamaica Plain, you're up next. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Mark. I can't believe you didn't win the eight-hole bracket. I feel bad for you.
I didn't what?
Didn't win the eight-hole bracket.
I know. Shaughnessy and Tomasi were too tough.
But I just gonna bring up. I could bring up 1,000 points. I'm just gonna bring up two. Okay, what we have learned, okay, from this series with the Milwaukee Bucks is that Jason Tatum is a star. He's got a chance to be a superstar. Jaylen Brown has a chance to be an all-star. I think Jason Tatum, I mean, he was the best player on the floor last night. So we have learned that those guys could have a chance to be really good players. And then coaching, okay? No one had a tougher job this year than Brad Stevens. He had to manage all those egos, all these good players.
Whoa. Wait a second. All those egos, okay. All those players. What about Steve Kerr? You don't think there's more egos and players in Golden State? They have 5 All-Stars in their starting lineup, Peter.
But they don't. Brad Stevens has to play 8 or 9, 10 players.
But they don't have better play. They don't have better. Listen, they might have a deeper team. They don't have a better team than Golden. They don't have better players than Golden State.
Kyrie Irving is the hardest guy to coach in the NBA this year.
I agree.
And somehow he managed it. The guys have only played 27, 30 minutes a game, so they should be fresh, okay? He's gone down to an 8-man roster now. He's not playing, the bench that deep. So I think it's yet to be seen who's a better coach. But we have learned Jason Tatum, and this is why I'm praying we don't trade for Anthony Davis, and Jaylen Brown are studs, in my opinion.
Well, Jaylen Brown is stepping up, and the thing I liked the most about Jaylen Brown last night was when he was guarding opposing players. They were 2 of 13 from the field. It's playoff Jaylen. Playoff Jaylen, playoff Jason. They are stepping up. They are really stepping up. And that's what you see. Now, granted, who are you going against, right? I mean, the Pacers they're completely bereft of their best player. When Oladipo went down over a month ago, that was and they held in there. They almost got the 4 seed without Oladipo in the last 4 to 6 weeks of the season. But they just don't have enough firepower. And to me, I did like after Brad Stevens did not call a timeout and the Pacers went on a 17-3 run last night, I like the fact that the Celtics answered. They did what had to be done. That's it. And that's what you do in the playoffs. Get through the first round, no hiccups, close it out tomorrow, go for the jugular. Get it back here, and hopefully Milwaukee, they take care of business, and then game one will hopefully be here next Saturday. I think they said if each series goes 6 or under, then game one will be next Saturday or Sunday. It'll be on the road, of course, in Milwaukee because they have home court advantage with the best record in the NBA. All right, coming up next, Chris Frail. Oh, yes, I've been waiting for this one all week long. We will get to Chris Frail. I got trending coming up with some bad news about Nathan Eovaldi, if you haven't heard that, and more. Your phone calls, jump in right now, 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Like I said, I don't know. I gotta find a way to pitch better. I mean, this is flat out embarrassing for my family, for my team, for our fans. This is about as bad as it gets. I have to pitch better. I keep saying the same things, but at the end of the day, you go out there and give up 4 runs here, 5 runs here, 7 runs here, and I get into the 6th, 7th inning like I should. I mean, that's who I am. I'm supposed to pitch the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, finish games and stuff like that, save our bullpen, cut it off when we're losing and keep winning streaks going. And that's not who I've been. I got to get back to that.
Chris Frail. Yeah, that's Chris Frail, who has lived up to that nickname so far this year. He actually had one quality start in Oakland. They lost that game, and it was not his fault. But other than that, man, it was it's been a disaster. 2019 has been not at all Chris Sale's banner season so far. I mean, dude is sitting right now with an 8.5 ERA, 0-4. And when his velocity was down, he was, at times he pitched better. Then when his velocity got up, his accuracy was horrible. And I go back to this, and I have to ask this question. What was the rush to sign Chris Sale to an extension and give him $8 million more than the Mets gave Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom? Why did you have to give Chris Sale a $145 million contract? Just somebody, tell me why. Why now? Why couldn't you have waited until September and see how he pitched this season? You had him under contract. They will rue the day. The Red Sox will rue the day they gave him that contract, just like they rued the day they gave Carl Crawford and Pablo Sandoval those contracts. And they're still paying off the Pablo Sandoval deal. I don't get it. And we saw it this week against the Yankees. 4 earned runs in 5 innings. Absolutely, he just looks frail. He just does. There's no other way to describe it. And he's not the only one. And Dan Shaughnessy wrote an article this week about there's no other way to say it. The Red Sox stink. And yeah, last night, okay, they won. They beat the Rays after the Rays were up, and the Rays came back and tied it up. And then Mookie and Mitch Moreland went back-to-back to win that game. Got a little interesting there, but I want to show you the difference between the Rays and the Red Sox. The Rays play in a sterile environment in front of less than 8,500 people at just about every game, except when the Red Sox or Yankees come to town. They have the worst attendance in baseball. They have the lowest payroll in the league. $63+ million. The Red Sox have a $243 million payroll, 4 times higher than the Rays. And as we stand today, the Rays are still 7 games up on the Red Sox. Just saying. Okay? Just saying. 617-779-7937. And Mookie Betts. Mookie looks like his last season was fluky. His MVP year. He's batting 120 points less. He wanted to be moved down. He didn't want to be in the leadoff spot anymore. And he's batting 120 points less than he did last year. I don't know what the hell Alex Cora and his staff did in Fort Myers, but whatever it was, it's not working. 17-2 last year. 7-14 this year. It's bad. It's really bad. And the Red Sox, I believe, have to go win 6 out of every 10 games the rest of the way to get to 90 wins, something to that extent. So, I mean, had they, thankfully, they didn't lose last night. Never thought you'd see them being a must-win series before Easter in April. But they're in a must-win series right now against Tampa. It's bad. You know, and Alex Cora, who loves to talk about last year. Oh, last year. Man, he had that last year preconceived excuse ready. He had that ready to go as soon as they started off the gate slow.
I mean, it's easy to second guess now, you know, what we did. Nobody second guesses last year. It's a program. You have to be disciplined.
Okay. Belichick never talks about last year. Belichick doesn't even like to talk about last game. Belichick doesn't allow any high Super Bowl highlights in the stadium from any previous season, other than I think the night they hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy in the home opener. Other than that, you will see no highlights played on the Jumbotron at Gillette. You know why? Because Belichick doesn't live in last year. He lives in now and going forward. And Alex Cora, I'm sure somebody probably pulled him aside and said, yeah, cut out with the last year crap. And people talked about, didn't you want to flip the page? They're like, why do we, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, why would we want to flip the page? They want to still live in last season. This isn't last year. Craig Kimbrell, as of now, is not walking through that door. Joe Kelly, right now, is not walking through that door. And if he does, he's going to be wearing a Dodger uniform. It's not last year. And Dustin Pedroia, oh, the good news is that Petey, it's not really serious, but he's on the IL again. The lack of move, like, you really invested, you were willing to put your second base position on Dustin Pedroia again this year? Dude played 3 games last year, and it looked painful to watch him play. It looked painful when he ran to first base the other night against the Yankees. This guy's owed $41 million the next 3 years, including this season. $41 million for a broken down, he looks like a shot fighter. It's painful to watch him right now. It really is. And he might come back. It's like, I remember he was quoted before the season's like, I'm not going to be Tom Brady. I'm not going to play until I'm 45 years old. Really? Dude, you'll be lucky if you make it to the All-Star break. And again, here we are. Started the season on the injured list, back on the injured list already. Man, can we just throw in the towel on Pedroia and let this thing sail out to sea? Let it go, man. You know, I mean, great. He was great. He was a gamer. He won an MVP. He was part of 3 World Series teams, even though he only contributed to 2 of them. He didn't contribute to last year's team at all. I remember the 3 games he played, and they had to shut him down because he was so bad. It was painful to watch him play. Hanley Ramirez contributed more to the Red Sox 4th World Series title in the last 15 years than Pedroia did. It was painful. And hopefully for the Red Sox, they don't lose tonight or tomorrow against the Rays and go back down 8 games in the AL East. Or not, it would be 9 games if they lose the next 2 games. And by the way, the Red Sox got really lucky this series. You know why? Because they missed the Cy Young winner, Blake Snell, who, by the way, got $100 million less than Dave Dombrowski and John Henry paid Chris Sale. Yep. How many Cy Youngs has Chris Sale won? That'd be not 1, not 2, not 3. How about 0? 0. Up until this week, he pitched 41 and a third innings since last July. Zippo. And you gave him a $145 million. I don't want to sound like Nancy Kerrigan here, but why? Why? Why did you do that? Why now? Why would they lie? I don't get it. I just don't get it, and I never will. Man, 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 I wish I was a baseball player. I wish I was a Major League Baseball player, and they just, nope, here's $150 million.
Why?
Why? 617-779-7937. Ralph and Cranston, you're on next. What's up, Ralph?
Mark, have you ever run a business?
Yes, I've
you
run
marching. So much more about yep. the average person on a talk show. You echo everything I say. If I was talking to Sam Kennedy, I would say to him, "Let me ask you something. If you were still in negotiations, and this right now you see what Sale is, would you still offer him that contract and to boot, give him that idiotic opt out? This team is the dumbest. They've had success. They are the dumbest team financially in the history of sports, and you could go over, and it's you mentioned Pedroia. They gave him this contract 2.5 years before they had, knowing that this guy dives on the ground. He was going to be Kevin Youkilis. You know this guy shouldn't even be in camp. God bless him, he was a great player for us. You know this guy wasn't going
to
have a
exactly win. Ralph, you know who he's turned out to be? He's David Wright on the Mets, where the Mets paid yeah. David Wright $20 million a year for the last 4 years of his contract, and he played a grand total of about 88 games, and he's David Wright. He's basically David Wright right now.
sad, Mark, because you saw the PD who would swing real hard to get to knock that ball, get a home run on it. He can't come or can't get around on it anymore. He's getting loose. He's broken down. And it's sad because we've never seen an athlete with more balls in this area than Pedroia had. Now, you look at the injury that they have now. You're looking at Eovaldi. This team went out, they spent money. Now, they've backed themselves into a corner financially going forward with all the money that you've got out there. That's before Martinez, with the year he's having, he's going to be a free, he's going to want $30 million.
Oh, yeah, and he'll get it.
Get him. But the point I want to make at the end is that I know it's not going to happen with Boris, but if I was his agent, knowing I have a fiduciary duty for this guy, I'd approach the Red Sox now and say, forget about waiting. This team is dumb with money. They're spending all this money. I have a player. I have an agent here that has to think that my client is not going off to a good year this year. What if something happens?
Well, Boris is not Mookie's agent.
Oh, he's not. No.
Boris is not Mookie's agent. Mookie has a different agent.
Why wouldn't his agent approach them, Mark, and say, you know what?
Well,
let's get this guy set for life.
Well, because right, you know what it is. You know what it is, Ralph.
He doesn't have his best year.
Mookie's wanting that Mike Trout money. He's going after Mike Trout got 440. Mookie wants 450. Mookie wants Mike Trout money.
Which makes no sense. He's a wealthy, wealthy guy. He cannot be this contract. What if they had offered him, let's say they would say, we'll give you a 10-year, $30 million contract. He's got to be a fool knowing that he could get hurt or, and I got to tell you, Mark, last year could be the best year he's ever going to have. So his worth is so high right now. If I was his agent, I'd say, you know what, while they're throwing money away like drunken sailors, I wasn't going to do it. But now, you know what, Red Sox, you want to talk about keeping him as a Red Sox for life? Let's sit down. I would do that, knowing I have a fiduciary duty to my client.
Yeah, good phone call, Ralph. Good phone call. Oh, by the way, I haven't even gotten to JBJ. Oh, no. I mean, JBJ should be charged with a felony for basically ripping off the Red Sox for what he's doing this season. You ready for this? Do we have a drum roll, John? Can I get a drum roll here? No, it's not a nickname either. It's just a drum roll. I can't believe, and I still look at this, and it's hard for me to believe that this number is actually true. So, JBJ signed a one-year, $8.6 million contract. You had a chance when his stock was up. When his stock was up, you had a chance to trade him and get some value after he was the ALCS MVP. And what is he batting right now? JBJ is currently batting 138. I mean, the Mendoza line would be a dream right now if he could get anywhere near there. He's batting 138, which mirrors the season that he had a year ago. I mean, how much longer can you continue? Can you look at defensive runs saved? I mean, Chris Sale, Chris Frail, you give him $145 million. The dude's got an 8.5 ERA. JBJ's batting 138. Mookie's batting 215. This is bad, folks. This is really, what do they say? You can't win a pennant in April, but you can certainly lose it in April. And this is not looking good at all. Now, maybe they go down and they win the next two games and they sweep the Rays, which is what they need. This is never thought you would have a must-win series on Easter weekend for the Red Sox. But that's where they're at right now. They're at the bottom of the AL East. Now, can they turn it around? Of course they can. They have more talent than any team in baseball. They're the defending World Series champs. They've got all-stars like Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, David Price, JD Martinez. Xander Bogaerts got off to a great start this year. Mitch Moreland was an all-star last year. But, man, this team not looking good. Your thoughts on Chris Frail, 617-779-7937.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
No, I mean, he keeps working. And like I said, he was hitting 380, almost 400 last year, and he kept working the same way. You know, he tries to be the best out there. And, he showed up today. He worked his swing, and, he didn't start the right way. But, and the double, and then he crushed that pitch. So it's good to see him contribute.
Did you see a team-wide difference in kind of the approach at the plate tonight at all?
No. I'm just, we grind our bats. We were a little bit, we were relentless, which is cool to say.
What do you mean by relentless, though?
What we did last year.
Man, wow, John Anderson. Oh, no. Got to get it last year out. Got to get you. By the way, you can kill the dirty dancing. I don't know why you would play this, but that's fair enough. I know it. Hey, by the way, just a little programming note. I want to just bring it for those of you that get Sony PlayStation View out there. They dropped Nessun yesterday at 5 p.m. Now, I don't know why there's it's a terrible situation for fans out there because you're not going to get the Red Sox and Bruins. Obviously, the Bruins in the playoffs and the Red Sox games, but hoping this thing gets resolved. So you got to go to keepnessun.com. That's for Sony View customers. For those of you that cut the cord and don't have, regular cable, you might have you're watching the Red Sox or Bruins on Nessun and Sony View. Go to keepnessun.com. PlayStation View does not have a number you can call to complain on the weekends. You hope that they get this thing resolved. And get it done. And I mean, it sucks for the people who do have PlayStation View for the time being, but hopefully everything gets resolved and they get Nessun back on PlayStation View. So go to keepnessun.com and you can check out there. For those of you who don't have PlayStation View and have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. It has nothing to do. It's only the people that have Sony PlayStation View, because you might be mad that you can't watch the Bruins and Jack Edwards and Andy Brickley's call last night, or in the entire, as this happened at 5 p.m. yesterday. So there's that. Hopefully the Bruins will be able to get this to Game 7 back here in Boston on Tuesday night and be the second straight Game 7 against Toronto in back-to-back years. And I know the Garden will be rocking as they were last year, was at Game 7 for that one. 617-779-7937. Matt in Maine, you're up next here on WEI. Yo, what's up, Matt?
Not a whole lot. I'm calling. So we've all been told, let me put on the snarkiest voice I possibly can. We've all been told as soon as we started watching sports, everybody that plays, it's harder to repeat than it is to win the first one.
Right.
The Red Sox let pivotal Craig Kimbrel leave. They let Joe Kelly, I'm not a big fan, but he played a huge role last year, leave.
Yeah, but Matt, he played great in the postseason. He almost he almost didn't make the postseason roster. It was
that's what I'm talking about. Like he played a lot of minute or a lot of innings on a team that succeeded. And my point is that they let him go. I name one player that they actually added to this roster that even the most casual of fans might know. It was nothing. The Yankees got better. Surprisingly, Tampa managed to get better. The league around them was adding pieces, and the Red Sox just expected. I hate hubris. It drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. And the Red Sox expected to roll out of bed and win 100 games this year. You can't just do nothing and expect to stay the same when the league around you is getting better. And we've all been told from the beginning, it's harder to repeat than it is to win the first one. And it feels like they just gave up on the offseason, which means that it was a money issue. They're worried about the luxury tax, despite the fact that they have a, cash printing machine at that team. But, that's my take.
Yeah, I know. And you know what, Matt, though? Let me ask you this. Let me counterpoint that. Yeah. Why did you need to make a lot of moves when you won it last year? So what were the you're talking about? I mean,
about a lot of moves, but you needed to shore up second base. We didn't know what was going on there. And now it's clearly been a problem already. just the one game was such a highlight where you had Pedroia go down and then Nunez almost single-handedly lose that game. Nunez is he's a great bench guy, but you don't want him playing, you know, serious innings. I don't.
Well, which is why I think they called up Chavis. Chavis has been playing at second base. I think he had 3 home runs in his previous 5 games down in Pawtucket. I mean, it's AAA, so yep. We don't, you know. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Matt. I just, like, they didn't really, you know, it's kind of, I subscribe to the if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing. But
and that's what gets you beat in sports, bud.
Yeah.
They needed to shore up second base. They needed to shore up the bullpen. In real life, yeah, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you're talking about a clock, yeah, that's fine. But when the other clocks around you are all getting better, and that's when you have a problem, and that's what happened with the Red Sox.
Touche, so, Matt.
You taking my call.
All right, man. It's tough to argue it. I'm not down. I just think it's you're paying Rusne Castillo $11 million, and I know the whole thing. It'll kill your luxury tax threshold up, but this is a guy who's getting paid $11 million a year. He's the most glorified minor league, most overpaid minor league baseball player in the history of the game. He's got like 3 Porsches. And he can't, I would love to see him here in the big leagues. And eventually, if you're going to pay Chris Frail $145 million, you might want to eat it on Rusne Castillo. I'm just saying, you might want to do it on him because I'd like to see what this guy can do in the big leagues, which we haven't seen yet. All right, coming up top of the hour, we will get to all your phone calls. You want to talk about the problems with the Red Sox, Chris Frail, Mookie Betts, JBJ, Mr. 138. I'm just going to call him 138 now instead of JBJ. 138. Do you know that's an accomplishment that you have to try to be that bad at the plate? And I know he's a gold glover. I don't care. If you can't bat your weight at the plate, that comes a while. Like, you know, the fans are the ones who paid the hard-earned money. When they give these guys contract extensions, it eventually will come out of the fans' pockets. 138. I mean, what are you doing? You're an automatic out every time you get to the plate. We'll get to all that. Your Celtics calls. Are you beating your chest like King Kong because you're up 3-0 on the lowly Pacers without their best player? Because there will be a wake-up call when you face Milwaukee. 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.